Well, have a soft landing into this exercise. Maybe taking some deep breath, a bit deeper than usual, and relaxing breath that really fills you, and then you exhale slowly and let loose of whatever needs to be let loose. Now for this self-compassion exercise, the start is to think of a situation in your life, especially if you want to in your family life, which is moderately stressful or difficult. So maybe it could be the issue from the last exercise and parenting, maybe another. The invitation is for this exercise, don't take the most difficult problem in your life. So something out of everyday life or your daily parenting life that is causing you problems or distress. And at this point, getting used to that, please don't take any traumatic situations in your life. So with that in mind, maybe you have found something out of the past. And now let the situation or event come to life again. Feel into it. Who was involved? And what happened? What was said or done or not said or not done? So it's like give yourself a chance to really step into that situation again and feel into it again. And sense how does it feel physically in the body. Even if that means, can you sense the discomfort again? Or can you feel the stress in your body? Or what other sensations do you feel at this point? So once all of that is activated, now let's go in these three steps of the self-compassion break. Like first mindfully acknowledge what is. And say to yourself slowly, clearly, with a kind voice, just as you would simply affirm it to a friend. Maybe like, this is really hard now. Or this hurts, or this is painful. Maybe it's exhausting. Moment of stress or suffering. Find your own words that are adequate to your situation. The mindful validating just how it is and feels. And then now in the second step, without denying that it's hard or that it hurts, let yourself connect with the humanity and with other people who might have similar experiences. So it's adapting words to your own situation, depending on whether it's maybe more a mistake or a failure or a loss or mishap. And it could sound like no one is perfect, including me. Or everybody makes mistakes or things they don't want to do. It's just human. Or maybe it's more like I'm not alone or the only one with this. Many other people, other moms and dads are most likely feeling the same way right now. Or it's part of life. Difficult situations happen in every family. So see which words will fit your situation best now and connect you with yourself and the others. You're all only human. And then for the third step, there's this invitation to place one or both hands over your heart area or any other place where soothing touch feels supportive. Feeling the warmth of your hands and then perhaps just because you're feeling that hardship, here's something to be friendly with yourself. Maybe there are kind words, your own words that you can whisper into your own heart right now. What do I need now? What is good for me now? And it could be, maybe I'm kind, may I be kind to myself? May I give myself what I need now? Or may I accept myself as I am? And sometimes it's something very practical, like, oh, I need a pause and have a cup of tea or coffee. Maybe I call up a friend and talk with someone. And in case it's hard to feel kindness towards yourself right now, think about what you would say to a good friend who is in a similar predicament. And if you think of that, maybe in the end you could say some of that to yourself. And maybe it's a step-by-step thing and it helps to say to yourself, may I learn to be kinder to myself? Or even may I begin to learn to be kinder to myself? So with that, and slowly letting go of the practice and all kind of themes and images, and for some moments sitting quietly with whatever is here, feeling whatever you're feeling, at least for now.